Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Greetings.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about land acquisitions. Just send offers to owners, for goodness sake.
Exactly.
Before Jill gets a little bit angry.
What the heck?
A little bit angry about this topic.
Say, where are you going?
I just like, everybody loves when you get angry.
What did you do?
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay.
Before we do that,
okay,
let's look at Jill's shoes today.
Oh, gosh. You like these shoes?
Here's what I love about these shoes, Jill. They're
all
perfectly
right.
You, because only you, a female, would show up to a photo shoot in these shoes.
These are Doc Martens, by the way. Who knew they make some cool different...
Best girl ever.
Docs. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're a welcome addition to the boring world of land investing.
You can still wear Doc Martens. It's okay. All right. So here is the question. Michelle wrote, just completed another terms deal on eBay. The parcel was bought for $750 all in. The terms were $6,500. Sold it on eBay, 30-day auction.
Excellent.
For the down payment and then continue with the terms. So the auction ended with the winner had the highest down payment and the bid was $2,025, which already paid for the acquisition and then some. Congratulations.
So the down payment was three times the purchase price.
Exactly. And then they still had more
money
to catch up. The buyer did not want to do terms and asked me to invoice him for the entire $6,500.
So that's
sweet.
700%.
That's what he wrote. That's thank you.
Like, it's a 700% return.
The heck. You know what? I got to tell you, I'm so happy to hear that there's some eBay stuff still happening.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, me too.
Because we always keep it in our list of places to post property, but it's not the end. I don't think of it as the number one place like we used to, but it's so nice to see it's still working.
So let's just say real conservatively that he made $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
He made more, but it's $5,000. He
exactly.
put $5,000 in his pocket after he had lunch while he was doing the deal.
And all his costs
thing.
And mailer fees and all that.
Let's say he did one of those a month.
Yeah.
That's $60,000.
Not bad.
Anybody can do one deal a month.
Exactly.
If you do everything wrong, you're going to net one deal a month.
Exactly.
One deal a week, just for fun. Let's just say 50 deals, you know, one deal a week. On the weekend, so it's mm-hmm. 50 times, you know, five.
Mm-hmm.
It's $250,000.
Exactly.
It adds up fast. So, Michelle, we all know who you are, and you're a frequent contributor on Success Plan, and that's awesome. Thank you. Congratulations. I know there's no real question in there, but it's just good to see and talk about and celebrate what's possible.
Yep.
Does every deal happen like this?
Nope.
Pretty much.
Well, yes.
Not 10 times.
Not like that.
Well,
let's not get greedy. If you double your money, it's great.
I would have done $2,500 or something.
Right.
And sold it right away.
I mean, this is really, really great.
It's cool.
Exactly.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. It's free.
Yeah. Or landinvestors.com.
Soon to be landinvestors.com.
Yeah, it's super
that
fast.
.com was not free. But luckily, you don't have to pay for it.
Exactly.
Today's show, the meat of the show, is just send offers to owners. Why the heck did I title it that way, Jill?
To inspire something in me?
No, here's all joking aside. We have a lot of new members, and I'm sure I was like this in the beginning, too. You're just, oh, my gosh, did I do it right? Did I scrub the data right? It's so complicated. I don't have my business cards printed out yet. There's all this stuff I still have to do. I'm going to wait for a month. I'm going to wait for a month to send offers to owners.
Right.
I know I'm going to do it wrong.
Right. So I'm going to analyze this four more times and just make sure. And I'm not going to download all the data yet because I want to make sure.
Here's the thing. If you listen to the earlier show this week, you're going to get in a car accident.
if you're 16 and a half, and it hasn't happened yet, be ready and wear your seatbelt every day.
If you're a new driver, the chances are you're going to get in a car accident. So
you're going to wreck Dad's car. We all did.
Put your seatbelt on. Make sure your friend's in the back. Put the seatbelt on. And go get that first car accident out of the way.
Which, by the way, I'm here to tell you, the fastest way to get a car, if you're not happy driving Dad's hand-me-down, total it like I did.
Oh, my God, Jill. You know what? You know, I didn't have the childhood you did because that's not how you got a
new
car.
That's not what I wanted to do. That wasn't the plan.
That's how you got
everybody's
something else.
Hey. It was a Buick with a stepped-on trunk.
Yeah, let's wreck Dad's car so he'll buy us a new
one. No, that's not the way to do it.
Girl.
No. Silly.
Yeah, in Detroit, that's not what happened. You got to ride your bike again.
Oh. Got it. Oh, until you saved up another $2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so this topic, just send offers to owners. This is really addressing the folks that need a kick. You know, I get it. We've all been there. You've all had a new job, and you sat there at the desk, and the phone rings, and you're afraid to answer the phone because you're not, am I going to, you know, and you have 8 sticky notes telling you what to say, like, okay, it's, you know, the Smith Family Attorney office, whatever it is. You know, just pick up the phone.
Smith Family Attorney.
Exactly. But we've all done that. We've all been new. We've all been.
I'm sure you're going to get sued.
We've all been.
I'm sure you're going to fail.
We've all been 16 and working at Hot Dog on a Stick. And afraid you're going to screw up or, you know, and give a cat out the wrong change. I don't know. So
can I tell a story real
yes,
quick?
Yes, go for it.
Remember we were at PBS on the phones?
Collecting. Yes, yes.
So this happened to me.
Really?
This is not even a year ago, right?
Oh, we were volunteer. It was a little more.
Volunteer.
Yeah.
Collect the money, telethon, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever the kids call it these days. Yeah. So Jill and I were... We go to this thing, donate our time, and sure enough, the phone's ringing, and they give us all this instructions and stuff. They make us watch a video. And I haven't been that... We give talks to thousands of people, you and I. I don't bat an eyelash. This phone system and talking to these people and taking their money, it freaked me out.
I did not know that. You never shared that, and you didn't look like it.
I'm your man. I'm not going to show you like I'm scared of anything.
Thank you.
And I don't know why. It took like 4 calls. My point is this.
Wow.
It's not about me at all.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their stuff.
Mm-hmm. I understand. And the thing about this is you got to get past it. You got to push the button, send the offers out, expect you're going to make mistakes, just like the car accident. Expect you're going to put the credit card number in wrong.
Yep.
Things like that are going to happen, and that's okay. You recover. And that's good. You know, and I think we talk about this. I mean, I know I talk about this with our people. A lot of our members, what's interesting is they get past this hurdle, and then there's another hurdle where the phone's ringing, and they're afraid to answer the phone because they don't want to sound like they don't know what they're talking about. And I have to remind them, okay, you'll get there, and I gave you a script. So if you don't worry about it, you know the questions. And then number two is the person calling you doesn't know either. They don't know what you're supposed to say. You know, they're calling to sell you their only property most of the time. So they're not like pros at this, and that's okay.
I'm 25 years into this real estate investing thing, and I make a good, solid mistake every week.
Yeah.
I fail at something.
Yeah, I do too. Thank you. Yep, I'm here to tell you.
We had to redo this show because I didn't turn all this stuff on.
Yeah, there's one.
You know what? It's a dice. It's really a dice. A roll of the dice. If any of this is going to come out.
Yeah, it's true. It might not even work. This may not air.
And then it would be like Jill and I talking to each other. Like this is a meeting that we had.
You know, it's going
to
be funny. It's going to be 30 minutes of waves crashing, not us at all.
Yeah, because you can't hear.
Exactly.
That'd probably be an improvement.
God.
Can you guys stop talking for a while? Because we just want to hear the waves.
We should just have a whole show just the waves and just see if we will comment
with
on
our
it.
Mouths moving.
That'd be so good.
Hey, your mouths are moving,
but
you're not saying
anything.
I like
music. Muzak.
My dad used to say that to us. You kids, hey, your mouths are moving, but you're not saying anything.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. Okay, that's good. I'm not going to share my dad one.
Yeah,
all right.
Let's hear it.
My dad one was, you
my
know,
dad has a couple of them.
Oh, my God. You've heard this 1,000 times, but our listeners haven't. My dad used to say, you know, Jill, I used to wish I could sing. Now I wish you could.
I never heard that. You never said that.
Yeah.
Boy, that's
that
true.
Was my thanks, Dad. Appreciate it.
Here's one that my dad used to say. It's all over but the shouting.
Oh gosh.
So knock yourselves out.
There you
scream
go.
Scream your little lungs out. It's all over.
Oh gosh.
I'll be over here watching the game.
So oh, I love it. Hello, what are we talking about? Get past. You know what?
We gotta make. We have to make. Give, we have to offer something beneficial, more beneficial than just do it.
Well,
like Nike slogan in this episode.
But you know what? This is a common theme, and I want to say we've had, you know, we've had a couple recent newly recorded calls with people in our community, and that was
a
common thing that they brought up for them, that this was so important that they just had to get out of their own way.
Yeah.
You know, and even
well
though
said,
it's
actually
a little scary, push the button,
that should
do
be
it.
The title of this.
Get out of your own way.
Yeah.
I like that. I might write a book like that. That'd be kind of cool. Get out of your own way. Because sometimes it's all true. I mean, 90% of the time, what's really standing in your way is nobody but you.
Yeah.
Probably more than 90.
Right.
It's probably like 100.
You know, there's a million things that you can do, take on as a business. You know, if you're a regular listener to the show and not involved with us, you're obviously thinking about long-term investing, or you know, and the stock market's not doing it for you, or whatever you've reviewed so far. Maybe you're super early on and you're looking at all of it.
Or your commute is so long that you just ran out of shows and this just popped in.
Or you have really bad taste. If any of those things is true, what you want to do is mitigate risk. All yeah. kidding aside, and to mitigate risk, you want to get involved in something that's pretty high margin. Mm-hmm. That's no, there's no
it's
secret
good
there.
Stuff.
Pretty low, high margin, low risk, low startup cost. Lots of all the costs are variable, meaning, you know, they're associated with making money and not overhead or fixed costs.
Like a rent that you have to
like
pay every month.
Or a building.
Yeah.
So the reason I'm in this business is because I couldn't find a better one.
And we tried.
We did. We did. We have.
We have.
We've had, Jill and I have had throughout the duration of buying and selling land, started other businesses to diversify, mitigate yeah. and diversify risk even more.
Yeah.
And most of them either got sold for the amount of money that we had in it or a little bit less, you know, or we just closed it because, you know, it just wasn't for us.
Yeah.
So that's a story for a different time. But the point is, I guess you could call that a failure. It wasn't really a failure, but it was, it didn't work the way we wanted it to. It didn't rate to our standards, but yeah. we kept going through it.
Exactly.
We kept plowing through.
Yeah. It's never a failure. You learn something from it, no matter what.
Yeah.
I really, yeah. I know it sounds cliche, and yeah, but that's because I'm the inspirational one, remember. But it's amazing Jack keeps me around.
So if you really think about it, what? Okay, I'll give you an example about why you're still here. Can you imagine this whole situation and me doing the show without you? And just talking to the camera, this is how it would go. Like the Ferris Bueller's history teacher. And in 1643, we bought candles.
Thank you. Be like, I was thinking like Charlie Brown, the wah wah, wah wah wah.
Yeah. Yep. And instead of the 14 listeners that we have, we would have like 4.
Oh.
And 2 would
I
be
brought
10.
I love it. Oh,
hey,
gosh.
All kidding aside, everybody's got something, all right? I had the PBS phone thing. What do you have? What freak? Do you ever get nervous about anything?
You know what? I learned in my 20s, it's really funny, or even before that, I use the adrenaline to my benefit. I kind of get a kick out of it. And so I know it's going to be okay. I just power through. And I know I'm going to fail at stuff. I've done that enough. And I know I'm going to recover and keep on going. So, sure, I get nervous all the time at different things.
Uh-huh.
But I force myself. I really do. I have a mantra, and I'll talk myself into things, you know?
What's your mantra?
Just you can do this.
You can do this?
Yeah, I do. I mean, depending on the situation, but
here's mine. This isn't going to suck as bad as you think.
Oh. No, actually mine's really, it really is, you got this. I do this to myself. I kind of say, you got this. Go, go, go. Don't stop. Don't look back. Don't look down.
Is that how you go through the relationship with me all the time?
Every day.
Don't look back. Don't look down. It's not as bad as I think.
That's right. You got
power
this.
Power through it.
You have a stomach for this.
There's no blood, really, almost all the time, so it's going to be all right.
No.
What makes you, what doesn't kill you makes you strong.
That's it. No.
At least he takes the garbage out, that kind of thing.
He's
a pretty good cook.
Look at all this. Look at what you get to be a part of because of him. That's what I tell myself,
my
and
gosh.
I mean that.
I just threw up a little bit.
Well, that's okay.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information that's me.
And inspiration that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate quirks. Everybody's got something, man.
Oh, yeah.
I got all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Exactly. You know, and I think we don't talk, I'm glad we talked about this because it doesn't, we talk so much about the technical part of our business.
Yeah.
But I am 100% sure that there's a lot of people in our world that need the push from us. They need the support. It's not like they need the support. They need the emotional support, and they need to hear the other people's stories. They need to hear the successes and our successes. They need to hear the failures and our failures. And that helps them in a motivation way. Not like they needed the numbers or they needed that technical guidance. They
you know,
really need
I mean,
it.
Everybody's got a way to get around it, and so, well, most people do. If you don't, I mean, my way, honestly, to get around something, a little quirky thing, is to fail at it.
Yeah.
So, like the PBS thing, I mean, I had one bad phone call, and I told the person, I'm like, you're the first, this is the first, this is me, like, 25 years in investing, you know, we're doing okay financially, and I'm like, afraid of the stupid PBS phone.
That's funny. And it's like a little old lady sitting in
it was
a fire with a blanket on her lap.
She's like, look, it's all right. I said, you're my first, I'm nervous, and you're my first caller. And she said, well, that's all right then. We'll do it together because it's the first time I called.
That's so
I'm
nice.
Like, right.
See, that's perfect. That's a great way to do that too. Yeah, just be honest and say it, you know.
If you have fear of talking to a county recorder, and you should, because they're awful, a lot of them. The older ones are just jaded. It's over.
Aww.
If you fear that you just got to call them and say, this is my first time, and I know I'm going to do it wrong, I need your help, they'll be okay.
Oh, totally. And my other thing is what I tell our new members, too, if you forget something, it's okay to call back and go, oh, okay, I totally forgot to ask you, what's your address, or, you know, something silly. You know, that's okay, they get it.
Yeah, what state are you guys in anyway?
Right. It's okay.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property. Video out.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.